Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Because we almost there. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I'm back, baby. I think my head is out of the mental fog of playing 3 days of golf. And as Eric Bickle said, all that entails. We're here. B is off today. Toby Altizer sitting in. It's a perfect day for Tobo. Because we got trouble in Nats Town. Hello, Toby. How do you do?
What's going on, man? Plenty of trouble in Nats Town. Plenty of stuff we got to get into. I mean, it's a disaster over there right now. I'm excited. I'm going to go over there after the show. Brady House making his debut tonight. Excited about that. But it feels like, I mean, you're used to this sort of stuff, JP, covering the disaster that was the Skins for a while.
Yeah,
when things are going bad, let me throw out something else so you can divert some of that energy away.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I was talking to CK earlier. And maybe we can wait to get into this, but I can't help but, like, just as somebody that is aware they've lost 8 in a row, 11 out of 13, and aware that Davey kind of stepped in it and then kind of doubled down in stepping in it in his comments, you know, you start to wonder how long the banner keeps you safe, right? And 2019 was a long time ago. Also, they never really got their victory parade because of COVID and everything else. Like, even the victory parade might keep everybody safe. But eventually, you know, Bobby Bowden got fired. Like, Pat Riley got fired. Guys get fired. I mean, that's the industry coaches are in. I don't know what's going to happen with Davey, obviously. I think Riz is such a try to keep the big perspective in mind.
Well, and they're kind of tied at the hip. Riz and Davey have been very close, and they work closely together on a lot of stuff. So I wonder if he's going to try to give him, you know, I think Riz has a safer chance than Davey, especially after Davey's comments.
If they fire Mike Rizzo, they're the stupidest bunch of people on the planet.
I don't think they're going to
fire
Riz. You
can put that on a quote board, whatever you want to do. He's not the problem. Ownership's the problem.
Correct.
And I'm going to try to be cool and understand the bigger picture of, like, the individual 8-game losing streak and, like, the comments don't help. Because I get it, and I always go back to, well, you don't spend any damn money,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
And I want to be more fully aware of everything occurring, okay? Like, I get that, and I understand, you know, Nats fans that are – dude, it's funny. So, happy Father's Day to all from yesterday. I hope, you know – I want to be clear, too. Like, you don't have to be the dad to be the dad. Whoever is in charge of kids' lives, whoever's picking up and dropping off at soccer practice and making lunches, whoever you are out there, we got love for you. It's funny. So one of my favorite things to do on Father's Day, because I always used to go with my dad, is Tasty Diner. It's this little diner in Bethesda. It's one of the few things that's been around a really long time. And I went there yesterday for breakfast. My wife, be honest here, my wife pretty much hates going there. It's there's not a lot of, like, yogurt parfaits and vegan almond milk. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But they got great corned beef hash, which is my wheelhouse.
I saw that on your story. I was jealous.
Yeah, dude. I got a milkshake at, you know, 10 a.m. I
was awesome.
Living. But it's old school, so you're kind of packed in there. And the place was jumping. We had to wait a couple minutes, and all good. I love those people. I love that place. And at the booth next to me, two dudes. It would remind me if it was like you and your dad, or maybe even like you and your uncle, or possibly a grandfather, like the ages. But all decked out in Nats gear. Clearly, they're going to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just debating if Davey's getting canned or not. And it was just interesting for that to be the discourse I could hear sitting next to me. And the old dude's like, you got to fire him. He's got to go. And the younger guy's like, I don't know. We'll see. And for that to be the conversation right now, when they're 30 and 41. So a week ago, they were like three games under 500. And it's just funny what one bad week can do. They're 1-9 in their last 10. I go back to, you don't spend any money. This is a problem of your own making. But that doesn't change individual decisions night over night. And Toby, you just said it. So they're calling up Brady House tonight, by far their best hitting prospect. A lot of excitement for that. And I can't help. I said this to CK. I remember when they were going to fire Jay Gruden, right? And this, when was that? 18? 19?
Yeah, sometime around there.
19, because Ron was the next year. So I remember leaving the Meadowlands in, I want to say it was week 3. They went up to the Giants and got smoked. And I think Jay is, it was week 4. So they start 0-5, right? Because then they lose to the Pats at home. But I remember, and I think Jay has now said this publicly in one of his radio appearances or his wherever he may have said this. But I remember this look on Gruden's face. Leaving the Meadowlands, they just dropped to 0-4. They were 24-3. And I don't know that people all know this, but like players obviously go take a shower, clean up, change their clothes. Coaches do the same thing. And the head coach, even in away locker rooms, away stadiums, the head coach still has an office with his own private bathroom. And so by the time the coaches are coming out is usually like pretty late into the process. And I remember just standing there, and the Meadowlands has two exits from the locker room. There's one that kind of goes down to the tunnel down into the stadium, into the playing field, and this other one that goes into this back hallway that takes you to the buses. And I'm just standing back there. In a lot of ways, Toby, sometimes there's leftover food, so I was kind of just waiting to see what might happen once all the team clears out. And I see Jay come out, and he looks around with this look on his face like, when are they going to fire me? Let's get this bleep over with. And it was just so obvious. He knew what was coming because he was put forth to be a sacrificial lamb for a terrible team. The assembly of that roster was god-awful, and it was Bruce. And Jay knows how to coach football. I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. You know, I think if he ever got another crack at it, the leader of men's stuff would need some work. But, like, he was set up that year for, okay, we're going to start awful. I mean, I remember on these airwaves, the afternoon host said they're going to start 0-5. What are they going to do? I mean, they were big underdogs in all of those games. And I knew in that moment he's looking around waiting to get fired. And then I also knew Bruce is waiting for him to go lose to the Pats next week to give Callahan a chance when they go to Miami in week 6 at a win. Because you want your new guy to have a chance. And this was politics. This was saving face. I always talk about the NFL is a protect your ass type of operation. You know what I mean? Like, it is CYA all day. And I just wonder, dude, with the Rockies coming to town, who are god-awful, you got 4 games at home against the Rockies. God-awful team. What is the Rockies' record right now?
17-54, I believe.
I mean, what? No. Dyslexia just hit you there, Toby. They're 14-57.
Yeah. So even worse somehow.
So you're calling up this prospect. So the Nats Town fans are excited to see that. You got the Rockies coming to town. If you could take 3 of 4. Now, I don't know if you could take 3 of 4 with Davey and everything's cool, or if whoever the hell, what are they going to promote? A bench coach? A pitching coach? Like, it would Ryan be, Zimmerman going to get the job?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably Miguel Cairo, their bench coach, but here's my issue with it, JP.
Like, just on the surface, the political, the self-preservationness of it all, this is the right time.
100%. And my thing is, when you look at what Davey has been good at in his time here in D.C., his best attribute and why they won the World Series in 19, frankly, it's not his managerial skills in terms of making pitching changes, setting
Stay
a lineup.
In the fight.
He is such a good motivator. He is so good in the clubhouse.
Perseverance.
And when you have guys start to lose some of that faith, well, then what is he good for? Because I actually don't think he's that good of a tactical manager. Like, he's not great with pitching changes. I've always had problems with that. I don't think he's great at lineup construction. And look, some of that is, he doesn't necessarily have stuff to work with, but regardless, I've never thought that he was great. And it's funny because the dichotomy of all that is I don't know that there's a single manager in the history of baseball that could have managed the 19 postseason in terms of how he managed that pitching staff any better. So I don't know how in the world he flipped a switch for the 19 postseason where he was nails, but the rest of his time, even in 2019, before they got to the postseason, it was questionable at times with the way they'd manage in games. But he was always so good at keeping his guys focused. His guys were positive. I thought he was good for this rebuild in terms of James Wood, Dylan Cruz, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, all these guys they needed a steadying force because there was going to be a lot of losing that was going to come with this rebuild, and they needed a guy that was going to keep them positive. And Davey, for the most part, has done a great job of this. And when you think about Davey's time here, how many times has he gone to the podium and stood up for players that neither of us would have stood up for,
right,
that no Nats fan would have stood up for? And so for him to come out and say on Saturday, oh, it's never the coaching. We work our tails off.
Let's hear the audio.
Yeah.
Let's hear what Davey said, because this, I think, is what has pissed a lot of people off.
When you look at the offense as a whole, I think you guys haven't produced like you wanted to this month. For you, how much of that is on the players, on coaching? It's never on coaching.
Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches.
Oddly defensive.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't, now you don't think he necessarily meant how it sounded.
No, I think what Davey does a great job of is he loves to take the blame or deflect bullets away from guys that are under fire, right? He does a great job of that with players. I think in turn, what he was trying to do here is he's deflecting some of that away from Darnell Coles, the hitting coach. He stood up for a Jim Hickey or whoever you may talk about on that coaching staff. I think he does a good job of sticking up for them. The problem was, in this case, someone has to be blamed. Someone has to. You've lost 8 in a row. Because after these comments, Andrew Golden talked to him on Sunday before the game and was asking him, hey, so you weren't talking about players? He's like, oh, no, I never mentioned players. Which he did mention players a little bit, a little later on in that press conference. But then he's like, it's not coaches either. Well, then who is it, Davey? Like, you have to, at some point, when you lose 8 in a row, it's on somebody. And so I don't think he was trying to purposely throw the players under the bus. But when you say it's never coaching, how could it never be coaching, JP? I've seen guys get thrown out at the plate because your third base coach made a horrible send. I've seen them hold a guy, whether it was Jacob Young or Ricky Gutierrez, on Saturday. It's a decently deep, not overly deep, but medium depth fly ball to left field with Jacob Young on third base with an out. You could have tied the game, and Jacob Young just stays put on third base. Is that not coaching, or is that players? Like, at some point, the players have to get up there, and they have to throw strikes. They have to hit the baseball. His point there is 100% correct. Davey's not stepping in the box. Jim Hickey's not on the mound. Darnell Coles isn't in the box. I get all of those things. So he's right about that. But how could it never be coaching? This team has consistently, under Davey Martinez, been one of the worst base running teams in the bigs. That's not on coaching? You're telling me you can't fix some of that stuff? The players have to execute it, but clearly your principles or whatever you're working on weren't getting through, and you're constantly running into outs on the base paths. So the issue is the phrasing to say it's never coaching, because then it comes across as, well, it's never my fault. It's always the player's fault. And I think for some of the players, it probably just brushes off their back, and they said, Davey stood up for me 100 times. This was a mistake. He didn't clearly mean it. He addressed the team before the game on Sunday, and I'm sure for some of the guys, it was, you know, Davey's our guy still. He just slipped up, no problem. But for some of the guys in that clubhouse, I'm sure it was frustrating. And even Andrew Golden had another report saying that there were some frustrated, dismayed players in that clubhouse before the game on Sunday. Mike Rizzo's down there talking to guys. It feels like that's the beginning of the end, JP. And maybe it rides out the rest of the season, but it feels like that's the beginning of the end when you have a manager inadvertently or purposely, however you want to interpret it, throwing his players under the bus. The players start to get frustrated, and it's a manager that you can't say with the exception of 19, because they won a World Series in 19, but he hasn't been good with the exception of 19, right? So it's a weird spot for them to be in, losing 8 in a row. If they can win 4 against the Rockies, maybe you can fix things a little bit. But JP, they go on the road, then they take on the Dodgers, they take on the Padres, they take on the Angels, they come back home, they take on the Tigers.
Yeah,
one of the best
I mean, that
baseball.
West Coast swing's going
like,
to be
this is
ugly.
A difficult stretch.
It feels, right.
So the worst team in baseball is coming in, maybe in baseball history is coming to town. If you don't win 3 of 4, frankly, if you really don't win 4 of 4 almost, then we're looking at real dire times for this team. And at some point, changes need to be made, whether it's Davey, whether it's someone else. I'm not the one to make that decision, but something has to happen. You can't constantly have bad results and then expect no changes to be made.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So I hear you, and I hear Nats fans' anger. What did you expect? The owners won't spend any money. Like, I remember it's not that all roads lead back to College Park, right? But I remember when Mark Turgeon was coaching at Maryland, and there was a vocal part of the fan base that wanted him fired. It's like, all right, who are you going to get? What are you going to do that's going to make a difference? Because shout out to Miguel Cairo. Like, I remember him as a player. I looked up his stats. I mean, he was like I just pulled it up. Played 17 years in the bigs. I'm sure he's a nice fella. Never talked to him in my life. You think it's different? Or is this just a need? Yo, we're pissed. They've lost 8 in a row. You made some dumb comments. Somebody's got to go. We need a head to roll. Is this just like the French Revolution? We're just throwing people under the guillotine? Like, something's got to happen? Because I'm not even saying that's necessarily wrong. But, like, whatever happens here, do you think it's going to make any impact? Because I don't.
No, it probably won't. But the reality is, in professional sports, something has to change to appease the fan base, to appease whoever. And it's not going to be all 26 men on the roster somehow go to AAA and they bring up all of Rochester. That's not how it works, right? So the players aren't going to change. They made a couple of changes. They sent down Hassel. They sent down Tana. Here comes House. Here comes Lyle. Maybe they provide a spark. But it's not like all of a sudden everything's going to change from two players. So whether it's the third base coach, whether it's the pitching coach, whether it's the hitting coach, it really doesn't matter. But the fan base has every right to be frustrated because, to your point, ownership hasn't spent. The other issue is last year...
Do they have to spend more? If they fire him, these dudes aren't paying somebody to not
correct.
Work. What's his contractual status? Per Russell, it's up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going nowhere.
I don't know that I'm advocating fire him right now because I don't know what that gets you, but I for sure would be saying we can't have any more of that because your best selling point is that you rally the guys. And if you frustrated the guys, then what are you here for? Because it's not as if he's some genius like... You know, when we talk about Joe Maddon or Craig Counsell or some of these managers,
Bochy.
How they're thinking ahead, right?
And
they're doing all these analytical things. That's not Davey. So if Davey's not helping you in game by making a pitching change, one pitcher early and it works or whatever he's doing, well, then what exactly is your plan here? How are you helping me if you've somehow frustrated the clubhouse too?
Good tweet here from Will Kavanaugh. He just hit me and said, Davey's comments gives the same energy as Ron Rivera's quarterback comment. Remember when Ron, I don't know. I was there for a lot of the steps with Ron, and that situation was so screwed up that he kind of stuck around because ownership was a mess, and then there was a sale and blah, blah, blah.
To Davey's credit, this is not Davey Martinez-like. Danny said this in the afternoon. I felt this way as well. Davey's someone I'd love to play for. Because he's always stood up for his guys. He could have a dude run into the worst out ever to end a game, and he'd be like, oh, no, we're behind that guy 100%. He's done that a million times, JP. This is a one-off where he came out and essentially threw his players under the bus.
Yeah.
But it's a weird spot to be in where an 8-game losing streak is one thing. We were talking before the show. They had a 7-game losing streak last month.
Right.
So it's not as if this is unheard of. But to have the 8-game losing streak, your manager seemingly throwing people under the bus when that's out of character for him, that's when you know it's really gotten bad. That's when you know when a coach or a manager makes comments like that, that's when you realize that they feel like they're up against the wall, when they can see the end of the road, when they can see that they're kind of running on thin ice here, and he makes that sort of comment. I think he's intending to protect his coaches who are even on thinner ice than him. If you go on Nats Twitter at all, which, by the way, Nats Twitter is crazy at times, some of the stuff that they say.
Yeah.
But regardless.
But that's what they're supposed to be.
Absolutely. They're calling for the hitting coach, the pitching coach, on a nightly basis. You throw in the fact that they're questioning the coaches, and then Davey's trying to stand up for them, but then throws the players under the bus. Now Davey gets thrown in with the other coaches. So it's a weird spot. I don't know what the right answer is. To your point, if you fire Jim
Hickey, are you going to do?
You fire Coles, you fire Martinez. It's not as if all of a sudden the Nationals go on a 12-game win streak and they're back in the playoff chase. It's not really going to change things. But fans have every right to be frustrated when this team was very close to being at 500 and now they're seemingly out of it before the All-Star break.
But the very close to being 500 part, doesn't he deserve some credit for that?
Sure, absolutely.
But
they've done that same thing the last couple of years.
Dude, I get it. And like, even the World Series year, they were 19-31.
Yep.
They were very famously 19-31. I understand the frustration and kind of the need to feel like something is happening. I wonder if organizationally they think the Brady House thing is that move. I'd feel similar. Now, the kid's mashing, right? You got to call him up at some point. Let's do it.
Yep.
But you do wonder if it's not a little distractionary. You know, the don't look over here, look over here. I'm not advocating to get rid of Davey. I do understand the comments create an uproar. And it's so easy to say, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach. What are you going to do? Are they going to be better? Like, whoever's next? Or is it just sometimes you get to a point where you just got it, you got to go. Something's got to happen.
The only reason I would say if you're going to fire Davey is if it's true that he's kind of lost the clubhouse.
Right.
If the clubhouse is just all out, then maybe you have to move on. I don't think that's the case. I think there are guys in there that are frustrated. Maybe guys that haven't had as long a relationship with Davey are frustrated right now. I don't know personally any of that. But I think keeping a steadying force like Davey is good if he's going to continue being that steadying force.
Right.
If he's now divisive, then I don't know what you do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.